Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a great and fantastic weekend. The blame game. You know, we can blame Congress. We can blame the Democrats. We can blame the Republicans. We can blame the president. We can blame we the people. But as I sit here this morning, and I was reading through the news, if that's what you call it, I have to just shake my head. What on earth is wrong with us? A child could see the common denominators, the absurdities, the lies, the lack of common sense and logic. We just keep playing into the political games, the politics, and we keep falling deeper into their lies and their rhetoric. The political web, so to speak. This socialism that is sweeping our land. And folks, it ain't something new. Alexandria Ocasio or Castro Cortez didn't come up with these deals. We can debate the term socialism and communism till the gassy cows come home. But the bottom line is our constitutional republic is not, it's no longer a free state of people. We've allowed Big Daddy government to romance us into taxes and programs that will make our lives better, easier, neither of which is true. Congress is raking it in, people. Can you not see this? This week, I'll be finalizing the cease and desist letter. It's almost done now. I just want to make sure it's perfect. Will you send it? Are you brave enough to sign it? I have the phone numbers of each representative and senator, and I have addresses as well. So if you want this cease and desist letter, I will be putting it up probably by, I don't know, I'll be reading it over again today. It may make up to tonight. I told somebody that called last week, give me till Wednesday. But I may have it done before then. And I will put it on the blog. So you could copy and paste it and have it yourself and print it off. But if you want it from me here in the office, you need to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. And if you need the addresses, I need to know who you need. And a little gift in there would be really appreciated, folks. The topics today that brought me to this, frustration, I guess, is... I don't know how we can come to any other conclusion. The more government gets involved to fix things, the broker things become, and the broker we the people become. So here are the headlines that I was looking at today as I summed. There was others. I mean, there was others that I just thought, we're not going there. We're not going there. These are Breitbart and Newsmax articles. Experts say... New York City could go bankrupt for the first time in 40 years. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she says Reagan used racist caricatures to divide Americans. Representative Nunes tweeted warnings of straw police in California. Trump blasts the one-time backer Ann Coulter as a wacky nut job. I want to talk about that just a little bit. And I have a great article from Patrick Buchanan that I do want to share with you today. Can Trump stop the invasion? Lindsey Graham says Democrats and GOP could come together for gun confiscation law. There you go, my friends. And Mad Maxine Waters says Trump isn't acting in the best interest of this country. They never give you any details. Just that he's a racist, and he's a sexist, and he's a homophobe, and he's this, and he's that, and he's that, and he's this. they never give any specifics as to what it is he's done that is in the not in the best interest of this country. From the titles, surely you can see that socialism has already taken a hold. Our president is he's a member of the Republican Party, but he is not a Republican, nor is he a Democrat. He is attempting to fight back for your national security, your jobs, the U.S. economy. And I'm going to interject here, but I don't have this written down. But he's doing some things or allowing some things to be done. He's got Ivanka on the job, and I like Ivanka. But she still falls into that big daddy government. But they are trying to support family in it. But are you going to throw the baby away in the bathwater? You know, folks, Congress has us all broken. They don't want it fixed. Charlie Reese saw this years ago. And it's more obvious today. They don't try to fix anything. They just try to regulate everything. Democrats can't save the people, so they pretend to be saving the planet. Republicans refuse and remain silent as they pretend to be the good guys, the conservatives. They continue to ride the fence as they all castrate our Constitution and our freedoms and our liberty. Your president cannot fight these invaders, not alone. And yes, Congress is the Trojan horse. They came in disguised as your representatives and your senators, but they are here to serve a different master. They have invaded. They abstract. They obstruct. And they get wealthy. What will you do? If you haven't done anything stormy yet this year, request the cease and desist letter. Let's flood the halls of Congress with our demands. Let's make the national news. You know, if a few thousand of these ended up there in Congress, I think somebody would take notice. We the people order Congress to cease and desist their treasonous ways. They truly are the ones to blame. But if you do nothing, you will be the cause of the final blow to the fall of the once great and the once free United States of America. American exceptionalism. It's hated by the left, but is it dead? I don't think so. I don't want to believe that it is. Perhaps it doesn't matter who we blame, but it does matter who allows the political game to continue. Enough is enough. Congress must cease and desist. Congress is the one who makes the laws. Congress is the one who decides where your money gets spent. And Congress is the reason, yes, presidents have been along with them, but they're the reason we're in debt. And they're the reason we continue to get in debt. They don't try to fix the debt. They just try to spend more and tax more. It's a cycle. And it's going to absolutely break this nation. Not just monetarily, but your liberties are going to be completely gone, as if we had any left now. When we have a Republican saying we can work with the Democrats on this gun confiscation bill, what do you think that means? More compromise? That's more than a compromise. When we come back, I'm going to share this article from Pat Buchanan because I think he makes some great points in it, and I think you need to take to heart. If this invasion on the border doesn't stop, what's going to happen to this nation? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, you know, President Donald Trump gets into these little battles every now and then. And Ann Coulter is anything but silent. She's anything but sweet. She's very outspoken. And she's all about fixing the immigration problems. And it is a crisis. And she doesn't think President Donald Trump is getting it done. I don't know what she expects him to do. He's trying at every corner to get Congress to realize this crisis. But Congress refuses to listen to President Donald Trump. They refuse to listen to the Border Patrol down there when they give statistics of what's going on. A report, and they refuse to listen to Homeland Security. So what is the president to do? And because, and I'm telling you this, I don't have any spreadsheet in front of me to prove it, but it's obvious how hard Congress is fighting against this president to fix the border and the trade issues. That they are making money on the border and the trade issues. They're making money on the human trafficking, or they're benefiting from the human trafficking and the sex driving and the drug abuse and the drugs coming into this country. They're making money somehow on this. They've cut some deals. The D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, and they aren't for your benefit. And Ann Coulter is angry at the president, and she called him an idiot. So he slaps back and calls her a wacky nut job. She only sees one thing, and it's not that she's wrong that's what she's seeing, but she needs to broaden the scope and realize what all that he is fighting. No matter what he does, he has the Ninth Circuit Court federal Democrat judges slowing it down. And now he came up with, and every president has several of them under their belt, an executive order. Well, not an executive order, it's just a declaration of emergency. And so Congress is going to refuse it. And they're going to try and backtrack it and say, no president can do this again. And you know what? As soon as President Donald Trump's gone and another president's in that's Democrat, they're going to say, oh, it's okay to do this. Both Republicans and Democrats. I've never been so disappointed in these Republicans as I am. Well, that's not true. I've always been disappointed in them, so let's not pretend it's different today. We knew what they were doing when they refused to defund Obamacare and they refused to defund Planned Parenthood. They wouldn't take action on that in 2012, and they still haven't taken action on that in 2019. And they can say now, well, it's because we don't have the majority. Oh, yeah, but you did have it. Yeah, but he would have vetoed it, but he would have had to veto it. So do it. Do your job. Well, this is coming from Pat Buchanan. I think a lot of Pat Buchanan. I realize he's a Republican and he does try to broaden the scope a little bit. He says, in its lead editorial Wednesday, the New York Times called upon Congress to amend the National Emergency Act to erect a wall against any president, not just Mr. Trump, who insists on creating emergencies where none exist. Trump took advantage of a loophole in the NEA, said the Times, to declare a crisis at the border contrary to all evidence. Well, what evidence have they seen? The Times news desk, however, according to Pat Buchanan, apparently failed to alert the editorial page of what the top story would be that day. The top story would be that day, and he quotes, record numbers crossing to U.S. deluging agents, was the page one headline. The Times quoted Kevin K. McElyman, Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. The system is well beyond capacity and remains at the breaking point. This is a border security and humanitarian crisis. Reporter Caitlin Dickerson explained what is behind CPB's alarm. The number of migrant families crossing the southwest border has once again broken records, with unauthorized entries nearly double what they were a year ago. Now, why would they have doubled? Have you ever figured that one out? Well, you will by the time we get through this. She continued that more than 76,000 migrants crossed, they're not migrants, they're illegal aliens, crossed the border without authorization in February, an 11-year high. 11-year high. Newcomers continue to arrive, sometimes by the busload, at the rate of 2,200 a day. Now, what would your little community do if you had 2,200 extra people showing up a day? Only if one believes in open borders is this not an emergency, not a crisis. Consider the budgetary impact alone of this invasion. The majority of migrants breaching the border are from Mexico and Central and South America. Most do not read, write, or speak our English language, are not college graduates, and arrive with very few skills. Almost all will enter the half of the U.S. population that consumes more in the social benefits during their lifetime than they will ever pay in taxes. Now, think about that. They're going to receive more benefits in their lifetime than they will ever pay in taxes. That's just the monetary part of this crisis. While the U.S. debt, over 100% of gross domestic product, and the deficit running at nearly 5% GDP, at full employment, the burden the migrant millions are imposing upon our social welfare state will one day collapse the system. This is not just a made-up figure, folks. This is reality. He goes on, for these folks are coming to a country where education K through 12 is free, and where if the Democrats take over, pre-K through college will be free. Think about that. Have the college professors realized what's going to happen to their salary? These folks will be eligible for city, county, state, and federal programs that provide free or subsidized food, rent, housing, and health care. It's not just about being a racist or not a racist, or disliking anyone coming across the border. This is a matter of common sense. This is a matter of national security, economic security, job security. Let me go back to him. All were enacted for the benefit of U.S. citizens, these benefits. Uninvited, the third world is coming to partake and enjoy them. With 328 million people here now, approaching twice the number as in 1960, how many more can we take in before government sinks under the weight of its beneficiaries? And there is a larger issue, Pat says. He says, if, as appears probable, President Trump is not going to be able to build his wall, and all the security measures taken in this century have proved inadequate so far to staunch the invasion of America, how does the invasion end? Or is this the endless invasion, where the future is decided on our 1,900-mile border with Mexico, and we, as the last superpower, are a pitiful, helpless giant, too morally paralyzed to stop it? The resolution and determination of third world peoples to come to America, even if they have to break our laws to get in and stay, is proven. He has a little bit more to say about this. Folks, it is a crisis. The president isn't making this up. But Congress is ignoring it, and you have to wonder, question, why? Why would they do that? Because they're there for you, right? No, apparently not. They're there for the Koch brothers and the Chamber of Commerce and cheap labor. And they're there for socialism. The more people they have, well, the broker we're going to get. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have this article from Pat Buchanan. We're going to finish it up here real quickly. And the reason I wanted to share it in its entirety with you is because it brings the realization of what's really happening. It's really happening. The crisis is not a new crisis. President Barack Obama said it was a crisis. And back in the day, President Bill Clinton called it a crisis. But now we say, well, there's no crisis because it's President Trump. But all those decades, Congress did nothing to fix it. Why do you think that is? Now, they want to do humanitarian things to help these poor people coming across our border. These illegal aliens, which they keep calling migrants. So the more they want to legislate and make available these humanitarian benefits, the more invaders we're going to have. So Pat goes on in his article. He says, and if there is no matching national will to halt the invasion and no truly effective means that would be acceptable to our elites, the migrants are never going to stop coming. And why should they? Politically,
This invasion means the inevitable death of the National Republican Party. As peoples of color who vote 70-90% Democrat in presidential elections become the new majority of 21st century America. Oh, that just breaks my heart that he put it like that. Because what's really happening, and I don't mean to disagree with Pat, but what's really happening is both the Republican and the Democrat Party could care less about what color you are. He goes on, he says, the bell will toll for the grand old party when Texas votes like California in some presidential election. That is game, set, match. I put, the bell tolled when people vote or believe in a party. He goes on, he says, what is remarkable is how our cultural elites are giddily embracing what most of the advanced world is recoiling from. Now think about that. The Times that berates Trump for trying to secure the border with this wall constantly bewails the rise of ethnic nationalism, populism, tribalism, and illiberal democracies in Europe. But the rising isms of the new Europe are driven by popular fear and loathing of the very future the Times cannot wait to embrace. He says Japan's population of 127 million, the second oldest on Earth, has begun to shrink. But there seems to be no desire in Japan to import millions of East or South Asians or Africans to replace the vanishing Japanese. Does China look upon its diversity as its greatest strength? Hardly. He says Beijing is repopulating Tibet and Han Chinese and has set up has set up a re-education camps to deprogram Uyghur Muslims and Kazakhs in the West so they sever their birth attachments to their ethnicity and faith and convert into good communists. You wonder why they want to do away with God in this country? The U.S., the ball is now in Trump's court. Here in the USA, the ball is now in President Donald Trump's court. I'm going to pause there and I'm going to say it shouldn't be. It should be in your court. If he cannot get a Democratic House to fund his wall and the forces now on the border are being overwhelmed by the migrants, as CPB reports, how does he propose to halt the invasion? And if he does not stop it, who will? And what does failure mean for America's future as one nation and one people? They don't want that, my friends. They don't want us to be one people. You know, every human being has some kind of prejudices. But we should be one people. Not the men and the women and this age and this color and that color, this wealthy, that poor. We should be one people working together for liberty and freedom. Now, I know if you're poor, it's harder to work for that. But there's more and more of us poor. More and more of us every day. We have a caller. Let me see. I think it's Mark from Massachusetts. Mark, how are you today?
How are you, Brooklyn?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I see what's going on in the southern border, not too well. I'm going to make this brief, all right?
Okay.
Article 4. Section 4 of the United States Constitution. I'll read it briefly. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government, and here's the kicker, and shall protect each of them against invasion.
That's
Article
right.
4, Section 4, United States Constitution. You don't believe me? Look it up. It's worded plainly, and you don't have to be a Philadelphia lawyer to figure it out. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. You don't have to be a Philadelphia lawyer. You don't have to be a genius. I started out saying even a child can see the common denominators here. Wait a minute. Why are they doing this if this over here is going on? Yeah, why are they? Maxine Waters. She says President Donald Trump is not acting in America's best interest. But she doesn't give any particulars. You know, they call him everything in the book. You know, they didn't do that until he started running for president. Before that, he was their buddy, and they all went to him for money, both sides of the arena. But now he's their enemy. Because he's trying to do what's best for America. He sees the crisis economically, on the border, foreign relations, our currency. He even talks about that. He hasn't said that for a while. But Maxine Waters says she believes in the Constitution, and the Constitution gives us the authority and the responsibility to decide whether or not the president is acting in the best interest of this country. Seriously. Was it the best interest of this country when President Barack Obama, incognito, sent millions, billions of dollars to Iran? Was that in the best interest of this country? What is the best interest of this country? You see, the Democrat Party, and the Republicans, by the way, but the Democrat Party were totally incapable of accepting the election back in 2016. And they are incapable of accepting Mueller's report that's going to come out because they know what's in it. Because they propagated the frame up anyway. So they know what's not in it. So they're going to do their own investigation because they have the authority and responsibility. Aren't you glad they're suddenly feeling responsible for something? Not. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 18
1410 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that at its competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed, and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow, because it fits me. MyPillow, because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you're not watching on Facebook, you miss a lot of show in between when we're messing around during commercials. I have an article here. This is from Breitbart. And it's talking about New York City. New York City could go bankrupt for the first time in 40 years. It also says that the city is running in a deficit and could be in a real difficult spot if we had a recession or a further flight of individuals because of tax reform. People are leaving and the businesses are leaving because of the high taxes in New York City. But it says despite this, de Blasio is adding $3 billion in spending to the current $89.2 billion budget and spending money at a rate that is three times the rate of inflation. And this is according to the Post. It also appears that de Blasio will not get help from fellow Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo, who is trying to address a $2.3 billion state budget deficit by using auditors to bill wealthy residents fleeing the state for lower tax regions. Cuomo's preliminary budget proposed was $600 million in cuts to money allocated to the New York City. You know, they really ought to talk to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez about it. Wait a minute. She's the one that told some of these jobs not to come to New York. You know, folks, it's Democrat-led. So is Illinois, and they're broke. California, and it's broke. Like I said, a child could see the common denominator. The more you tax, the broker you get. Because the people cannot take more burden. We cannot take any more burdens laid upon us by our governments, whether they be city, state, or fed. We've had enough. And they know we're on the brink of having enough, and that's why they want to take your guns. Things are heated up. But unfortunately, there's things heating up for the wrong reasons. They've got us pitted against each other. I told you about the cartoon that I saw, and I think I'm going to just keep posting that every week on Facebook. It's got this king, and he's standing there, and he's looking over his kingdom. Oh, half of the people have pitchforks, and half of the people have torches. But his advisor says not to worry. All you have to do is convince the people with the torches, or the pitchforks, that the people with the torches want to take their pitchforks. And that's what they've done, my friends. They've convinced us that these people and these people can't get along and they're fighting. So they're making up stuff with people who wear mega hats. They're making up stuff and we're buying it. Why would you hate somebody for a hat? Politics should be private. I have a hat. I was told I couldn't wear it out of the house now. I didn't think somebody's going to beat up a little old lady. Come on. Anyway. But Lindsey Graham, you know, he's a Republican, and he wants confiscation for guns with certain people. You know, certain ones that they shouldn't have a gun, and so we need to take them away from them. Now, those are called criminals. So let's get tough on crime. They want to take your guns because Sal Alinsky said, we have to have gun control. We have to take the guns from the people so they cannot fight their government. He says it's not a left or right. The left and right can come along. They can get along on this article, on this particular topic to take guns. You know what? I'm not left and I'm not right. I'm an American citizen and I'm going to stand on that Second Amendment, and I'm sick and tired of them compromising what shall not be infringed. Cease and desist, Congress. So Devin Nunes, he tweets out, like I said, the Dems can't save the people. So they've got to pretend to save the planet. So now we have this intense hate. I don't like paper straws anyway. When I go out and eat, I don't want my lips on the cups. I'm sorry. It's just a thing. It's not like I'm a germ freak or anything, but I don't want my lips on the cups, especially if they're those plastic cups. So I always want a straw. And I will ask for a straw. But this lady, they went out, Devin Nunes, Representative Devin Nunes and his wife went out to eat. And he said, we were at a restaurant tonight and the waitress asks if we want straws. She says she has to ask now in fear of the straw police. Welcome to socialism in California. If you're afraid for your job because of a straw, if you're afraid of what might happen to you if you make a mistake on your tax return, if you're afraid to do anything, you're already under tyranny. Because if the people fear the government, there's tyranny. If the government fears the people, there is liberty. We need to liberate ourselves once again from those tyrannical D.C. occupiers. You know, in The Patriot, that's one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite movies. He says, I don't know if I can get this right. Why should I trade? They're trying to talk him into fighting in a revolutionary war, and he thinks this is crazy. He said, why should I fight? Why should I change, fight for against one tyrant 3,000 miles away? Why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? Okay, there's not quite 3,000. Well, you know, I don't know. If we start counting governors and mayors and all these
and the representatives and the senators, there might be 3,000 of them. But they are tyrants. They're getting wealthy. And they're spending your dollars. Not all of it's on programs. They have a slush fund to help pay their way out of their sins in Congress. Cease and desist. Are you ready? Are you brave enough to sign a cease and desist letter? I'm trying to put it kind of in a form that looks not unlike the Declaration of Independence. I can't get everything in there. They've abused so much. But just the fact that we would do it, send a cease and desist, should make an impact. They just get one from me, meh. But if they get one from all of you, it's going to be noticed. Liberty comes when the government fears the people, and that's when we bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.